I'll tell you what the queen saw. I was cuckolded by my princess when out eating quinoa. Let me show ya. I be like Jack Black with Mos Def as my chauffeur, driving Miss Daisy crazy. Hella hella hyphy hyphy and keek the sneak's voice. Yo DJ, be kind, rewind. I'm about to spit my mind about Jack B. Yeats's Men of Destiny painting and what it meant to me. Theorists say suburbanism has an inherent lack of identity, but I differ to beg. With my bootleg DJ Matt Warner mixtape, surrounded by Scots in class with forests of hands, no Ira Glass, Terry Gross is not in this fresh air. No longer by does the day go without people repping Sterling and Glencoe instead of HP and Vallejo. Sitting on my front porch, overlooking the Firth of Forth, I take the fifth about what's the meaning of this. I never know what it meant to me. The hyphy movement was an ever-widening gyre full of passionate intensity. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the streets. Women and men holler my name like Stella and streetcar named Desire. Some people call me Polly Bleeka, others the young MacGyver. After women, who are all meat and potatoes and a bit saucy, dropping rhymes with Jay Skrilla ever since You Shall Know of Velocity and Lil Jon's memoir. What is the
what?
Today I saw strollers strewn in the street, using language for which there is no original referent. Meaning resides somewhere between synthesizer and synthesized. A modern-day modernist, surrounded by men who did it all for the nookie, with lives spent on Wikipedia looking up what's a Wookie. I was depressed into this consciousness when Arnold took Tookie. And since I do not know how I got there, I woke up this morning to find myself in a Scott Square, like Lewis Grassic Gibbon's classic. After college, people told me one word, plastics. But a mold is not what I'm meant for. With weighty words that bend the spines of books, I look for meaning where no one else looks. So when scholars finally untangle my flow, they will see that the stage to me is like scaffolding to Michelangelo.